coming up on episode number 231. Well, I step out of the podcasting chair here and let you step in. Yes, it's another All Requests Night of covers. All this and a musically challenged from someone we haven't had a musically challenged from before. All this and more coming up tonight on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a little hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Sunday night. It is August 13th, 2006. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. We're just going to jump right into it. Here is Jim Collins from the Church of Gary Numan with his cover version of Gary Numan's Cars.
We'll be right back. Hello, Brian. This is Dylan McManus of Fort Defiance, Arizona. I'd just like to say I love Coverville. This is the very first podcast that I ever got on my iPod, and I really enjoy it. My quest is for your next time you have an all-request show is a band called 58 doing the song by Gilbert Sullivan, Alone Again Naturally. It's a completely different reinvention of that song, and just thought, you know, you'd like to hear that. I love cover tunes, and so do you, and that's cool. I'm glad I found something that's great to listen to on road trips now. Well, you have a good one, and talk to you soon. Bye.
It's who we are. It's who we are. It's who we are. It's where we're going. It's where we're going. It's where we're going. And it's where we've been. It's where we've been. It's where we've been. It's where we've been. It's who we are.
All right. Hi, that is 58, just in case you're wondering who they are and where they've been and where they're going. That's the group 58. Now, 58 is made up of Nikki Sixx, who is the bass player for Motley Crue, Steve Gibb, who is the son of Barry Gibb from the Bee Gees, along with Dave Darling doing some vocals, and drummer Bucket Baker. Now, how's that for a combination? Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue, along with Steve Gibb, Barry Gibb's son. Awesome, awesome stuff, and I love that track. Alone Again Naturally, originally by Gilbert O'Sullivan, by request. You heard the request in there. And then we start off the set with Cars by Gary Numan. Well, originally by Gary Numan. Performed there by Jim Collins from the album The Church of Gary Numan, A Dark Celebration. That goes out to David in Manchester. Thank you for suggesting that one. Fun, fun cover there. All right, let's move on to another request here. Well, and they're all going to be requests tonight, so there shouldn't be any surprise. By the way, how you doing? I jumped right into the music. Hope you're having a good August so far. Not too hot. It's a rainy Sunday night in Colorado right now, but hope that it keeps everything cool. And actually, we've got new grass coming in. We ripped out our front yard for most of the spring and the beginning of summer, so we're excited to get some new grass. All right, this next one is a cover. Now, in the States here, this group was known as Yaz. In the UK, they were known as Yazoo, and I never understood exactly why that was, but this is a cover of the song Only You. It's performed here by Joshua Radin from his album We Were Here. This goes out to Scott Fitzgerald, who requested it. Another really, really masterful version here of Only You, originally by Yaz. Right now, here's Joshua Radin.
Looking from a window above, it's like a story of love. Can you hear me? Came back only yesterday, moving further away. Won't you hear me? All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all when I think of her name, when it's only a game, and I need you. Listen to the words that you say, it's getting harder to say. When I need you, all I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all take a long time, and I wonder what's mine. Can't take no more. Wonder if you'll understand. It's just the touch of your hand behind a closed door. All I needed was the love you gave. All I needed for another day. And all I
hey, Brian, this is Tom from New York. You played a rather cool Werewolves of London cover for me last time I called. And I wanted to comment on something I've noticed, which is I've been listening for a very long time, and I've yet to hear you play anything from a woman who is one of my favorite artists, who I consider to be one of the most beautiful women in the world, and who looked like for a while was making a career out of covers with her former band Letters to Cleo, namely the great Kay Hanley. You know, there was in fact a time when Letters to Cleo was called the best Fleetwood Mac cover band you'd never heard. And she's done a whole slew of covers ranging from a couple of Fleetwood Mac songs up until most recently a rather insane cover of Iggy Pop's Lust for Life that was in some silly, film with John Heder in it. But I'd love to hear some Kay, and yeah, I have a big crush, big deal. But keep up the good work, Brian, and have a great day.
Letters to Cleo, and I have played some Letters to Cleo, Tom. You should look in the archives. I know I've played at least a couple songs by them. That is Kay Hanley, former lead singer. I didn't realize they broke up, but I don't know about their Fleetwood Mac covers, but I think she does a great job with Iggy Pop there. Lust for Life by Kay Hanley from the Just Like Heaven soundtrack. A few good covers on that soundtrack. Haven't seen the movie yet. I have a problem with Reese Witherspoon's chin. I don't know what it is. Before that, you heard Only You, performed there by Joshua Radin from the We Were Here album, which came out this year. Cover of Yaz or Yazoo, depending on which side of the pond you're on. And that was a request for David, I believe. Yes. Okay, let's move on to another request here. This comes from Jimmy. And I won't go into the full details of Jimmy's email, but he suffered a heartbreak, and this was the song that kind of helped him get through it. Actually, the original version 10 years ago was the song that helped him kind of get through that heartbreak. Original version by Jan Arden. The song is Insensitive. Now, last year, he found himself in the same situation. You know, I said I wouldn't get into his email, and I'm pretty much paraphrasing it pretty well. So last year, he found himself in the same situation with heartbreak, and what do you know, a cover of Insensitive crossed his path. This one by Jasper Steverlink, and it's on his 2004 album, Songs of Innocence, Innocence, depending on what side of the tracks you're from. Here is Jasper Steverlink with his version of Insensitive.
feeling when you're reeling. You're stepping lightly, thinking you're number one. Down the zero with a word, leaving for another one. Now you're walking with your feet back down on the ground. Down to the ground, down to the ground. All the way down to the ground. Brand new dandy, first class scene still. She strolls through the crowd and walks off with your man. Since you rush into the mirror, brush back your hair and say, there's more beauty in you than anyone. Oh, remember when I walked the warm sands beside you, more to your heel if the waves come rushing in. She'll take the worry from your head. Then again, then again, she'll put trouble in your heart instead. Then you fall. You're gonna know heartache, still more crying, when you're thinking about your mama's only son. Taken to your bed, think you'll find peace in sleeping, but you'll dream of nothing but love instead. And hold a heartache you'll find can bring more pain than a blistering sun. But hope when you fall, oh, when you fall. But you'll dream of nothing but love instead. Oh, when you fall. Oh, when you fall. Fall at my door.
All right, going out to Chantel, who requested that. That is Betty LeVette from her 2005 release, I've Got My Own Hell to Raise, song Down to Zero, a cover of Joan Armatrading. And I love Joan Armatrading, and I think that this version has got some nice soul, some nice, just some nice down home country or southern soul. All right. Before that, you heard Insensitive, originally by Jan Arden. There, it's covered by Jasper Steverlink from his 2005 release, Songs of Innocence. Well, Tina's joined me.
Hello.
It's a little late for you, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, I'm getting tired.
It's past your bedtime. I saw you yawning when I was talking. It's real, real nice. That helps me a lot.
Yeah, sorry.
Because I imagine everybody else doing it while I'm
no,
talking.
No, it's late.
All right. Well, then should we just get into it?
Sounds good.
All right. We've got a special edition of Musically Challenged tonight. This one provided by Lockjaw, and I'll let him introduce himself and tell you where to find him.
Lockjaw. Hi, Brian and Tina. This is Lockjaw, host of the Podcast Junkie, available at thepodcastjunkie.com. I really appreciate all the help you gave me in getting the information for the geocache I'm working on, and to thank you, I've decided to throw together a musically challenged segment for you. The name of the game today is Back Me Up Here. I'll play a cover tune, you provide me with the original artist, along with the backup group they're most closely associated with.
Oh, cool.
Hmm. Ah, but here's the twist. The cover songs all come from a great little website called dictionaryokie.org. What this is a collection of cover tunes using either MIDI or karaoke tracks. The lyrics are done by taking word pronunciations from various online dictionaries. And I'm kind of surprised I haven't heard about this on Coverville yet, because
You know, that's funny, actually. I've gotten some requests for Dictionary Oki. I have some, and I don't know why I haven't played them yet, but great. Well, you're going to hear some tonight.
Because there are some great ones on here. I particularly enjoy A-ha's Take on Me and Black Sabbath's Iron Man. Anyway, strap on your thinking caps, and away we go. Number one.
When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Rio just to watch him die.
Number two.
Wow.
Do you know that one?
Uh-uh.
That's,
Well, I mean, the song sounds very familiar, but I don't know what it's called.
Yep, that was Johnny Cash.
Oh!
And his backup group. All right, let's see. Elvis Presley had the Jordanaires. Who did Johnny Cash have?
Huh.
All right, I'm going to think about it while we get to number two.
I have no clue.
Okay.
Two.
Don't understand.
A.
Child.
A.
Healthy.
Hand.
Or.
Well, there you go.
Way.
Number.
And his mama cries. Do you know who that is now?
Well, that's Elvis Presley.
Yes, exactly. And his backup
that's
group.
Funny. The Jordans? Is that what you
Jordanaires,
said?
Jordanaires, yeah.
Jordanaires. Wow, I got one.
Three.
With all the charm
of
a woman.
70s.
You kept
the secret of your youth. You led me
to
believe you're old enough
to
give me
love. And
now
it hurts to know
the truth.
Okay.
Oh my god, that's young girl, get out of my mind.
Yeah.
My love for you is way out of line. That's not, all right, I know it's not Johnny Rivers, but it's, I can't think of who did the original.
No, I don't know.
All right, let's get to the answers here.
All right.
Pause here if you need more time.
Well, I did.
And here are the answers.
When I was
number one is, of course, Folsom Prison Blues by the late, great Johnny Cash, backed up by the Tennessee Three.
Tennessee
I'll also accept the Tennessee Two. And thanks, by the way, for playing If You Could Read My Mind. It really brought a tear to my eye. Number two is In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley. He had many different groups and singers backing him up, but the group with whom he's most closely associated is probably the Jordanaires. And number three, of course, is Young Girl by Gary Puckett and the Union Gap.
Puckett and the Union Gap,
the hardest to identify because the cover was
that.
So badly done. I love it. So how did you two do? Let's see. I know that your forte is 80s music, which is one of my weak points. And so I've turned the clock back a decade or three on you, so I'm going to say you got 1.5 correct. Well, I hope you enjoyed this round of Musically Challenged. I know I had a lot of fun putting it together for you. Who knows, I may have to do it again sometime. And thanks again for your help. You can catch my show, The Podcast Junkie, the podcast all about podcasts, at thepodcastjunkie.com. And Brian, send me a promo. I'd love to play it. Take care out there.
All right. Well, so he was right. I got 1.5, right? Because I figured out Elvis Presley and the Jordanaires for the one full point, Johnny Cash for the
half
point, and I couldn't pull Gary
Puckett.
Couldn't pull Gary Puckett out of my...
No, but we knew the song.
What do we get for that?
Nothing.
Wah, 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 wah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And with that, I'll cue up the closing theme. Thank you, Tina, for joining me.
You're welcome.
And we'll see you next week. I'll see you sooner than that.
But, I hope so.
The rest of the listeners will see you next week.
Yeah, I'm locking you in the basement.
Or hear you next week, yeah.
All right, good night.
Good night. If you want to get in touch with me, if you have a request or a question about the show or a suggestion, or as I like to, as I coined the phrase last time, I think I said a requestion, then please send me an email at coverville@gmail.com. You'll find that on the website at coverville.com, along with the forums. A lot of good discussions going on in there. My buddy Augie DeBleek is getting married, and he's looking for suggestions for his first dance song. I'm suggesting the theme to the Fantastic Four. No, just kidding. And then you can call. What did I say? I said you could email. I said you could do the forums. Yeah, what's left? Calling. As you heard earlier in the show, you can call the request line, 206-222-COVER. I believe that's 206-222-2683. We'll be back again on Tuesday night, which happens to be the anniversary of Woodstock. I've got a bunch of songs picked out that, for the most part, were played way back in 1969 at the original Woodstock Festival. Hope you will tune in for that. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks again for listening. We'll catch you next time on the show. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network.